Good morning, EMU. I'm Rosemary Joss, and I am interning at N Street Village.
And I'm Lauren Smith. I'm from Bluffton University, and I'm interning at the DC Central Kitchen.
We are from the Washington Community Scholars Center. We are living and interning in Washington, D.C. this semester. Many of us come from small towns like Harrisonburg and Bluffton. Small, close, and not much to do. Living in a city like D.C. has posed its own challenges, so that's when you have to step out of your comfort zone.
We all have had different experiences, and by coming together as a community, we have stepped out of our comfort zones. By stepping out of our comfort zones, our eyes have been opened to the issues that we have been blind to, such as inequality, race, social justice, gentrification, and community living. We will be sharing our experiences with you today. Please open your hearts and your ears as we open ourselves to sharing how we have stepped out of our comfort zones.
Hello, my name is Nathaniel McKnight, and I have been interning at Reunion in DC. And so Reunion is an organization that helps people who are coming out of prison or who want to learn more about mass incarceration and helping those who desire it to find better ways of living and healthier communities. And so one of the things that we do at what we call our Freedom Circles, which we host multiple times per week, is people who come up to share will introduce themselves. So in the case for myself, I will say, "Hello, my name is Nathaniel McKnight," and everyone else will respond with, "Hello, Nathaniel." And once that person has finished whatever it is that they're sharing, they will, finish, and then everyone else will respond, "Thanks for sharing." So as these next four people come up to just share about some of their experiences they've had, I would like for us all to help them feel welcomed and acknowledged. And so if we can do just a quick practice run, I can introduce myself. "Hello, my name is Nathaniel McKnight. Yada, 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 WCSD is very great, of course." And
thanks for sharing.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hi, Abby.
This semester, I'm an editorial intern at Street Sense. And Street Sense is a newspaper that works with people experiencing homelessness in DC. The homeless community helps us to write and then distribute the paper. I really love my internship, but it involves a lot of heavy subjects. And sorry, guys, but now I'm going to use a backpack cliche to explain that to you. This is a quote from Cynthia. Cynthia is one of our vendors, and she also describes herself as a recovering homeless person. Cynthia says, "I held on to that stuff for a year. I would have held on to it longer because, you know, when you've been traumatized, it's hard to just say, okay, I'm just going to let this stuff go. I'm recovering. I pushed my cart, even when I wasn't homeless anymore, for 3 months. I'm still carrying my little backpack because it's hard to break free from those behaviors that you had to develop and had to learn to survive out on the street." One theme of our chapel this morning is getting out of our comfort zones, and hearing stories like Cynthia's really does that for me because I'm forced to look for hope and progress in places that aren't always obvious. I've been at EMU for 4 years, and I feel like being here has prepped me to try to look for the hope and the light in everything, and it's really hard for me when I can't find that, and I'm just kind of stuck looking at my own privilege and my own shortcomings. But my internship is also teaching me the power of letting someone tell their story. 50% of our content is created by the vendors, and some of that is long stories telling histories of mental illness, substance abuse, domestic violence, and then other stories are, "This is what I did last Saturday," or, "This is a story I wrote about a frog and a monkey." And I think they're all equally as important, and they are the little pieces of light that I need to be training myself to look for. I've been at Street Sense for over 2 months now, and I don't think I've made Cynthia's metaphorical backpack any lighter. But I have learned from her, and I'm learning what it means to get out of my comfort zone and embrace the story of another.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Danny. So this semester I am interning at Little Friends for Peace. Oh, someone left the dishes in the sink. Look at that, someone didn't lock the back door again. Someone left their clothes in the washer for 2 hours. These are all things I've said to myself for the past 3 months. At the beginning of the semester, I was extremely passive aggressive. However, I soon learned that if I was going to survive living in a house with 12 other students, passive aggressive was not the way to go. I'm not saying that I learned to be more aggressive, but I did learn to be more assertive. I realized that my snide remarks or glaring looks were not sufficient. Either people didn't pick up on them or just chose not to acknowledge them. Either way, passive aggressiveness did not hold anyone accountable, and that's something the house was lacking. So instead of glaring at someone who didn't clean up after themselves in the kitchen, I would simply ask that person to clean their dishes. Instead of moving someone's clothes out of the washer myself and putting them in a pile, I would send out a group text asking whoever it was to please remove their clothes. I hate conflict and confrontation, so it wasn't easy. But instead of expecting others to read my mind, I had to tell them what was on it. I learned that by telling them explicitly what I needed from them, it benefited our community living more and things ran more smoothly.
Hello, I'm Elsa. This semester I'm interning at the American Art and Portrait Gallery Library. When I first got to DC, I was terrified of my internship. I didn't know what the people were going to be like that I was working with, and I didn't know if my internship would be too hard or too easy for me. It's an art library, and I really like history and libraries, but I haven't had an art class since 8th grade, so I was pretty worried about that part. And it turns out my internship is great. By the time I finally learn how to do everything, I'll end up leaving, and I mess up about every day. So for example, one time I had to copy 30 pages of a book for a library patron, and it took me like 20 minutes, and when I was finally done, I realized I had copied the wrong pages. So I had to go back and redo that. Another time I had to go get my ID across the city, and I ended up, like, I took a wrong turn out of the elevator, and I ended up in the wrong office. It was just like really big, all these cubicles, and I was just wandering around lost. It took me a while to find the right place. And then just this week, there was a call that came in, and I just messed it up really badly. And then at the end of the phone call, I realized it was a professor from Harvard that I was talking to. So I mess up a lot, but like I can learn from it, and it's okay to make mistakes. But my advice for all of you is to do an internship while you're in college. You get to figure out what you like to do and also what you don't like to do without having to have like settled into a job. And if you're wondering, how can I do this while I'm in college? The WCSC program is perfect, and you should look into it.
Hi, I'm Josh. I am also from Bluffton University, and I am interning at the Faith and Politics Institute. Now, for those who don't know about it, the Faith and Politics Institute is a bipartisan group who bring both parties of Congress together and try to bring the humility out of them, doing things such as pilgrimages or receptions. The theme is stepping out of our comfort zone, and coming to D.C., that was exactly that for me. Living in a big city, not knowing anybody, and not knowing how the internship would go terrified me. Needless to say, over the course of the semester, it's been a blast, with the highlight of the semester being the pilgrimage. The annual civil rights pilgrimage that the Institute does this year went to South Carolina, and we went to Charleston, Columbia, and Orangeburg and visited various civil rights sites. We flew down there on a charter plane, and that was another step of me coming out of my comfort zone because I have a fear of heights. So flying a plane was not the thing for me. But when we got to South Carolina, it was an amazing experience. I got to visit these sites, hear representatives and senators speak, and the highlight to me was when Representative Jim Clyburn talked about how, back in the day, as he put it, everyone would come to the table and talk about anything except for race. If a subject of race was brought up, they would stop talking. And his hope was after that great successful weekend, everyone wouldn't stop talking about race. And I feel like in Deanna's class, that's what we do, is talk about race. They may debate here and there, but the overall goal is to see what we can do to make things better, instead of just seeing who's better here, who's better here. I believe that talking makes progress if we're going to try and make equality for everybody. And so my advice to you is to take advantage of the opportunities you're given in DC and at your internship, because it can open the doors to the future for you, rather if it's related to your major or not.
Gentrification has been a focus of discussion in class and evident in our experiences in the city. Gentrification comes from the root word gentry, where the poor populations of neighborhoods are replaced with the affluent, and consequently we create the district along upscale lines. In a dialogue you're about to see, titled From Where I Stand, there will be two perspectives shared that are commonly seen in today's DC. One has grown up in DC all her life and comes from a family who's deeply rooted in DC, while the other is a young professional who's just moved to the city. The perspectives will be spoken in different languages, and while they will not be directly translated, the dichotomy is meant to reflect how some experiences can be lost in translation and can only be understood fully through the eyes of the individual experiencing them. Part one, From Where I Stand.
I'm really excited about my new apartment complex that I moved into a few months ago. It's on First and M, which is a great spot right downtown, and it's got everything I need in one place. I still can't believe I actually found a great new place in DC.
Me encanta mi casita viejita. En esta misma casa creció mi mamá y mi tío. Ahora compartimos el espacio con mi abuelita, mis padres, mi hermano y yo. Es decir, que es la casa de la familia. Y aunque la pintura de la casa se está pelando, sigue brillando como arena cuando los rayos del sol están a su lado.
I love being able to run with my dog Lucy in the morning as the sun rises and grabbing coffee from the Starbucks downstairs before driving 15 minutes to get to work at 7.
Despierto a mi hermanito a las 5:30 de la mañana para asegurar de que se aliste a tiempo para alcanzar el bus escolar. Antes de que viene el metrobús, le preparo un huevo estrellado. Hay unos días que apenas llego al trabajo a las 7 de la mañana, porque con el metrobús nunca se sabe si van a haber retrasos en la hora de camino.
Joseph, the security guard, is always at the front desk when I get in late at night, which is comforting, especially since we live in such a big city.
Mi amiga Camila y yo trabajamos en el mismo lugar. Me alegra que tengo alguien con quien estar cuando espero el bus. En los días que trabajo tarde, siempre hago que mi hermanito me textea cuando llega sano a casa.
The Harris Teeter across the street is a godsend. I'm lactose intolerant, so it's great to have all the options. Coconut milk, almond milk, soy milk, veggie cheese. It really allows me to work around my limitations.
La comida favorita de mi familia son pupusas de queso y loroco. El único lugar en donde se puede encontrar el queso de loroco es en Rosa's Tienda. Cualquier persona que ha probado las pupusas de mi mamá sabe que son las mejores pupusas en toda la ciudad. Por eso, vale la pena caminar 3 kilómetros a Rosa's Tienda para comprar los ingredientes.
I think having everything so close by allows me to be a well-rounded individual. I get the chance to do yoga in the studio on the ground floor of my building, Starbucks is downstairs, the dog park is just a few blocks north, and all my friends live in this building or the one around the corner. I think they're even considering putting a garden on the roof of our apartment complex.
Mi querido barrio tiene tanta historia. Hay unos edificios nuevos, pero los viejos que siguen aquí son unos de los mejores. Hay muchos deseos y sueños que lograr aquí. Es decir, que no te vas a querer ir. Aquí ha vivido mi familia por 3 generaciones y seguimos parados.
Part 2. She says that.
She says that she loves the peeling paint on her little old house. It's the house that her family has lived in for 3 generations.
Dice que se acaba de mudar a este nuevo edificio de apartamentos. Tuvo suerte en encontrar un lugar tan rápido.
She says that she waits with her friend at the bus stop, and when she's out working late, she makes sure that her little brother texts her when he's gotten home safely.
Dice que se siente segura tener un muchacho cuidando el edificio en donde vive. Le da una tranquilidad significante en esta ciudad grande.
She says that she prefers the grocery store that's several miles down the road, which you can only get to by walking. But it's the place that has all the ingredients needed to make her family's favorite dish.
Dice que le encantan las comidas orgánicas que ofrece Harris Teeter. Afortunadamente, ofrece varias opciones para acomodar sus limitaciones dietéticas.
Part 3, from where she stands.
My neighbor and I have had the chance to get to know each other throughout the last month. She invited me over for dinner with her family, and we've gone on walks around the neighborhood. We've had the chance to exchange some stories, and I learned to know the significance of her house. She's right. It really is warm and homey.
Mi amiga vivió en el campo antes de llegar a la ciudad. Me contó cómo desde pequeña soñaba de que un día se mudaría a una ciudad. Desde que se ha mudado a DC, ha tenido una nueva experiencia cada día.
Has anyone ever tried this little coffee shop down the road? My friend told me about it, and apparently it's been around since this neighborhood was established. She says they do small batch roasting.
Me ha encantado conocer mejor a mi vecina. La voy a llevar a mi café favorito. Hay un montón de pan dulce.
Hi, I'm Sierra, and I'm interning at Synetic Theater. As a group, we have all experienced the challenges of group living, navigating a city, and balancing our homework with our internships. All of this has been a positive growing experience that has pushed us out of our comfort zones and has given us valuable life experience that will shape us and our future job choices. We will all be at Common Grounds following chapel for a meet and greet, so feel free to come by or stay and watch the slideshow that we'll be playing.
Hi, I'm Natasha, and I'm interning at Community of Hope, and I'll be reading a poem that I wrote about our experience here in D.C. All right. It was a great big world, but we thought we were bigger. Getting out of our comfort zone was a trigger. Interning in classes posed much rigor. Painting nails and sharing tales after dinner. Choose a cross-cultural in D.C., and you'll be the real winner.